Rolfes across center, bouncing inside to the near corner for Rodgers, and he will drive and kick to Rolfes. Far corner, another fake, another drive, pull up, good off glass. This guy is so good. Kaden Rolfes with a great finish off the glass. 53-39, Rodgers with a great steal. Rolfes again. Snell just keeps it alive in the corner. To the far corner, Whiting, a triple, yes! Linnaeus Whiting in the far corner, 32 seconds to go, 57-54 Bemidji. Whiting the other way, changes gears, scoop layup, no, Konishny, yes, on the follow. It is tough to stop a guy who's 6'9" on the follow, and he was there. Jace Peterson to the near wing with the dribble, now picks it up and hands to Whiting. Curling around to the top of the key, Whiting, he'll take the three, buries it! 5 3-pointers for Linnaeus Whiting! He's got 24 in the game, and it's a 5-point game! With 5:15 remaining in this first half, as the students hush for the moment now, off to my right. It's Bieberg at the top of the key. Inside, Carlson catches, was looking for contact. He gets it back now, turns, tries to put it up, and is fouled. And Caleb Carlson earns a trip to the free throw line as he somewhat limps away after the contact. Referees have let these teams play here in the early going, which has been pretty nice to see. A couple offensive foul calls, though, against the Lumberjacks, as Belling will pick up his first foul, and Caleb Carlson will be the first player from either team to go to the free throw line. He eyes, he flies, and he hits. Caleb Carlson this season has hit the most free throws out of any Lumberjack and has been to the line the most. He is 73% at the free throw line, and his second is nothing but net. 30-29, Sartell St. Stephen. They have been led by as many as 11, but Bemidji are back within one with under 5 to play in the first half. Walls inside, right side against contact, no good. Great shot contest by Whiting, and the Lumberjacks can take the lead for the first time. Near wing, Peterson for the lead. Yes! Jace Peterson, his second triple. The Lumberjack bench and students rise to their feet. The Jacks are in front, 32-30. 4:35 to go first half. Far wing now at Stark as the Lumberjacks once again try to lock in on defense. Far corner now it's Walls. Back out for Meyer. Near wing now to Stark. Stark kicks across to Walls. Top of the key, Meyer. Closed out. Stark. Near wing triple. No good. Rebound Bieberg. He'll kick to Rodgers. Across center he goes to the far wing. Directing traffic. He gives back to Peterson, who's got the hot hand. And here's Whiting down the baseline, swatted by Stark as he tried to go up on the left side. Other way, it's Meyer. Bounce pass to Walls. His three is blocked by Carlson. Whistle and a foul then as Peterson tried to close out on Walls, who was able to get it back. And then he ended up initiating contact. Fourth team foul against the Lumberjacks. Roeder and Rolfes will return. Rodgers and Carlson will sit. Momentum with the home team. 32-30, Bemidji. Exactly 4 minutes to go in this first half. Lumberjack Live halftime is coming up. We'll check scores elsewhere on this busy playoff night. That'll be coming up at halftime. Out of the corner, it's Markman. Rims out. Rebound pulled in by Bieberg. The threes are starting to rim out for the Sartell team. Rolfes now with a crossover. Flips it up. A bit too strong, and it's rebounded down by Walls. Rolfes tried to go down the baseline. Quickly in transition, Markman poked away from behind by Peterson and out of bounds. Lumberjack hands have been very active on defense, forcing steals and doing a great job of getting into the passing lanes as Sartell has tried to move quickly. On the baseline, Meyer inbounding into the corner. He finds Gieske. Gieske now with one dribble back up top to Walls. To the near wing, Markman lost it off his hands, but now he gets it back, working against Jace Peterson. Now he'll give back over to the near wing. He finds Gieske. And it's Markman again with the dribble. Shovels it over, and he finds Belling. Belling, little jab, now kicks back out. It's Walls over to the far wing. He's able to find Gieske. Back over to Walls. Lumberjack students making the noise be heard. Inside, Belling. They'll know what pass to Walls. Cross court, it goes to Meyer. Sartell trying to probe for an opening. Belling out at the top of the key. Back to the near wing for Walls. He curls around a screen to the far wing. Now it's Markman on the drive. Offensive foul. He pushed out with the arm. First against Markman. Fourth against Sartell. Back to Bemidji basketball. 9 turnovers now for Sartell. The three-point line has been their saving grace in this first half because they have turned it over a lot. And Bemidji is really starting to lock in on defense. That was a great defensive possession. Peterson across center court. Near wing, it finds Caden Rolfes, who has had 13 in this first half. Over to Whiting. He's had 9. He'll drive. Now to the near wing, it's Rolfes. Curling to the free throw line. Crossover bounced off his foot, but it comes back to Peterson just along the far sideline. Now Whiting, a crossover, top of the key. He'll drive and kick. Near corner, it's Rolfes. No good, off the iron for 3. And it's rebounded down by Gieske. Whole place is ready to explode anytime those two get a shot away. Jace Peterson has also gotten the hot hand going here as of late. Belling now trying to post up. Kicks out for Simpson, who's been quite good off the bench tonight for Sartell as a 6th man. Over to the far wing, it is off. He'll give to Markman. Turn around, pull up from 15. That's a tough shot, but it's good. Pure jumper from Markman on the turnaround. He's got 8. Tied at 32. 2 minutes to go in the half. Roeder inside, backing in, flips it up. That's off. Rebound tipped around and just kept alive as he was going out of bounds by Gieske as Sartell gets another stop inside. Lumberjacks have had little to no post game. It's been on the dribble drive from Rolfes and Whiting and the outside perimeter shooting that they've had at times from Peterson and others that has gotten them their scoring. Or the way it's Belling. Over to the far wing. He gives to Markman. On the curl, a jumper, and he is fouled by Peterson as he got undercut. Missed it badly, but Markman enters the trip to the free throw line, and Peterson picks up his 2nd foul. So Sartell with a chance to retake the lead with 1:34 remaining in a fast-moving first half. It has been quick here at the Fieldhouse. Not many fouls, a lot of continuous play, a lot of scoring. And Markman to the free throw line as it has suddenly gotten very quiet. And Markman drains his first free throw with little to no noise from the Lumberjack support. Carlson and Rogers back in. Holmquist and Roeder will sit. Or rather, Peterson and Roeder will sit. Peterson now on 2 fouls. And Markman, who has had 9 in this first half to lead all scorers for Sartell, will now have a 2nd free throw. These are the first 2 shots of the charity stripe today for the visiting Sabres. His free throw up and off the back iron and rebounded strongly by Linnaeus Whiting. 1:30 to play, first half. Sartell back in front, 33-32. They have led much of this first half, have the Sabres. Rogers to the top of the key. It's Rolfes for 3. Yes! 16 in the first half for Caden Rolfes, and he flashes the 3-point sign to the Lumberjack faithful. Back up by 2, Bemidji. 1:09 to go in the first half. Swing pass over to the far wing now. It finds Gieske. Back up top now, Ock on the drive. Kicks to Simpson. He'll dribble it over to the wing. And now inside, no good. Good contest again by Whiting on the baseline. Other way, here's Rogers. Bounce pass, Bieberg. Left side is good. Jeremy Bieberg on the left side. Good transition from Javon Rogers. 4-point lead for Bemidji. 43 seconds remaining in the first half. And what a comeback it's been by the Jacks. But here's Ock, and he is off from 3. Rebounded by Rolfes. Almost got tripped up on the rebound. He'll push now into the front court. Here's Rolfes to the left side. Count it, and a foul. That is a big-time shot from a big-time player. 18 in the first half for senior Caden Rolfes. And he will go to the free throw line for 1 more. Here it is. He eyes. He flies. He hits. Of course he did. 19 for Caden Rolfes. 40-33. Bemidji, their largest lead of this first half. 22 seconds to go. Simpson on the far sideline. He fakes. He goes around a screen to the top of the key. 17 seconds out. Backs it out to the center circle. Now Simpson setting the dribble up. 12 seconds and 11. Sartell will hold for the final shot, presumably. 7 seconds and 6. Simpson stolen away by Whiting. He'll take it the other way. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Whiting puts it up, puts it in. And that is it for the first half. Bemidji closes the half on just an outstanding 10-0 run. And Linnaeus Whiting, against contact, shovels one up and in on the baseline. The Lumberjacks lead 42-33 at the half in this section quarterfinal. We'll be back at the Bemidji High School Fieldhouse in a moment. Boy, is this place loud. You're listening to Bemidji High School Basketball on the Lumberjack Radio Network.